What historical importance did the lockout have, do you think?
My contention would be that the events of the lockout and the debates that took place during the lockout were the nearest thing we had to an actual discussion or contest over what modern Ireland, 20th century Ireland, would be like in social and economic terms. I mean, the 1916 Rising produced the proclamation, and you had the democratic programme of the First Dáil, but these were sort of handed down from on high. And similarly, if you look at the treaty debate, that unfortunately revolved around the issue of the oaths of allegiance to King George V. There was very little in it about what sort of society they wanted. So the nearest thing you had to that was the lockout, where you had, if you like, reformist elements like the suffragette movement and socialists, trade union leaders generally, arguing for a more secular, more pluralist and more equitable society on one side. You had employers and the Catholic Church on the other side, arguing very much for the sort of society we ended up with for most of the 20th century. So it was a very important event. I think its main importance is the unspoken importance. There was this sort of consensual myth created of the heroic sort of workers fighting, British imperialism and in all its manifestations, including British capitalism, but being defeated in the end, and that there was a subliminal message there that really socialism and those sort of ideas don't really work, and at the end of the day, the employers were right. They were maybe hard-headed and a bit more ruthless than they needed to be, but they knew how the world worked. So there was a sort of a comfortable myth there that gave something to everybody. But I think the real unspoken story is the story of people like Dora Montefiore. It's a story of people, suffragettes, socialists, trade unionists, who were trying to create a modern, secular, pluralist society in this country and were ground into the dust. And I think its importance is it set the agenda for post-independence Ireland. But it was seen simply as a curtain raiser for 1916 and everything that followed. But in real terms, it actually set the agenda for the independent Irish state that followed 1916. So far from being a curtain raiser, it was really a curtain raiser and a curtain fall on the whole process. It predetermined to a large extent the type of Ireland we were going to have in the 20th century.